Phil will now introduce the first set of news stories.
As you've already probably noticed, there'll be a general election on July the 4th. So I'll bring you some election-linked stories this week. These include changes in a constituency's boundaries, a new women's party, a Reform UK rally, an opportunity for the Greens, and a report from the fiercest election battleground in Norfolk. Jane will start with news of the change in the Norwich North constituency.
They give a whole new meaning to the term swing voter. For the residents of a handful of streets in Norwich, next month's election will not only be a chance to vote for a different party, but for a different constituency altogether. The roads near Mousehold Heath have been switched from Norwich South to Norwich North as part of a series of changes introduced by the Boundary Commission. Not that many locals seem to be too aware. A straw poll of around 30 voters found only one who knew about the change of constituency. Among those in the dark was Nathan Clark, who lives in Anchor Street. "I've had no information whatsoever about this," he said. The changes to parliamentary constituency boundaries in Norfolk will see around 15 streets near Mousehold Heath moved into Norwich North. These include Mousehold Street, Anchor Street, Morley Street, and a section of Silver Road. Boundaries are occasionally reviewed to make sure that constituencies are all roughly a similar size and respect local ties between areas.
The candidate for a new women's party launched her election campaign as tensions rose between protesters in Norwich. Linda Law, who is standing for the Party of Women in Norwich South, spoke at the Let Women Speak event outside City Hall. Ms. Law addressed the crowd on Saturday as trans activists attempted to drown out the women speakers by playing loud music over amplifiers and chanting. The event was hosted by Kelly J. Keen Minsoll, also known as Posy Parker, who is the leader of the Party of Women and leads rallies across the world to defend women's sex-based rights, which she says are threatened by trans ideology. Ms. Law said, "As Kelly says, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? That is why I put my head over the parapet and I'm standing as a candidate." She added that she hadn't yet begun a proper campaign, but would be launching social media channels this week. The Party of Women stood five candidates in the local elections last month, with none voted in, and is focused on opposing trans ideology, claiming that allowing children to transition from one gender to another is abuse.
People were being turned away to attend a political rally that had Nigel Farage as the guest of honour in Great Yarmouth. 450 people packed into Yarmouth Racecourse's Victory Bar to hear from the Reform UK leader and two candidates from the town and Lowestoft. Mr. Farage told the crowd he believed Labour will win the upcoming general election, but his plan is to gain support nationally to make Reform a true opposition. The Reform leader spoke of immigration, re-establishing the fishing industry and overhauling the House of Lords as some of his aims if he is successful in July.
The region's newest parliamentary constituency presents an amazing opportunity for the Greens, according to the candidate who hopes to be his party's second ever MP. Adrian Ramsay, the Green Party co-leader, is standing in the newly created cross-border Waveney Valley seat, which takes in parts of Norfolk, such as Diss, Alston and Bunwell, and Suffolk settlements, such as Bungay, Eye and Halesworth. The area has traditionally had a strong Tory presence, but it's one of the Green Party's general election 2024 target seats. Mr. Ramsay said, Recent local election results, where his party took control of Mid-Suffolk Council and notched up victories in South Norfolk Council divisions, showed people were ready for change. But with the Greens' sole MP Caroline Lucas having stood down, is there any merit in people voting on July the 4th for a candidate who might be a lone voice in the House of Commons?
It has been part of the Conservatives' blue-collar wall for the last 14 years. But predictions suggest this will crumble at the forthcoming general election, leaving Great Yarmouth's parliamentary hopefuls having it all to play for. Since 2010, the constituency, which includes Yarmouth, Galston and the surrounding villages like Caister-on-Sea, has been part of the Tory blue-collar wall, one of several traditionally working-class Labour strongholds that switched allegiance. However, at the forthcoming general election, polls suggest the Conservative vote is likely to collapse, with people in the constituency expected to turn back to red. A recent poll by Servation MRP expects Labour's candidate, Keir Cousins, to win with a 40% share of the vote. More surprisingly, Reform UK's Rupert Lowe, the fringe party led by Nigel Farage that is making immigration a key issue this year, is expected to narrowly beat the Conservative candidate, James Clark. Speaking with people outside the bustling market and along the Golden Mile, there was not strong support for any party, with many people voicing their frustrations at the current state of politics. We only have